You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is John 13, verses 6 through 11. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That's why he said, "Not all of you are clean." In this passage, there are two words that are very important to understand. One is the difference. One is the word wash, and the other is the word bathed, because these are two different things. What Peter is asking Jesus to do, in fact, is to wash him more thoroughly than just his feet. In this context, bathing is akin to baptism, or refers, in fact, to baptism. The word for baptism is a word that we get from the Greek, where you baptized a sword, and the way that you baptized a sword is you baptized it in blood. You baptized it by stabbing an animal and putting it to death. This is baptism. You get baptized in blood. It's not a concept that makes any sense to us, because we think, why would you get baptized in blood? I mean, why would you wash in blood? It doesn't make any sense. Well, washing or bathing something in blood is a reference to the baptism of the believer, that coming to faith and being washed into baptism, being given new life through baptism. And what Jesus is saying in this passage is that if you have been baptized in me, if you have entered into the new life that comes through being washed in the blood of the Lamb that was shed on the cross, you become a new creation. That means you're in a different posture, in a different status with God because of baptism. This is a key thing for us to understand as Christians, that we are in a different status than just simply those who are stuck in sin. We've been washed again. We've been born anew. We are a different creature. We are a different creation through baptism. Now, we do still sin. And that is like getting our feet dirty. Now, this would have also made sense to people of Jesus' day, that you've been washed and then you walk from one house to the next house, and because of the dirt underfoot, your feet get dirty immediately. And so when you go to someone's house, what you need is you need your feet washed. And this was why it was kind of a concern that Simon did not offer to wash Jesus' feet. This is a normal thing to do. And for us, it has to do with our need for continuous washing of our feet, because we do fall back into sin. We do fall back into inappropriate or inappropriate behavior. And therefore, we need to confess our sins, and he who is faithful and just will forgive our sins. But we don't need to be rebaptized. We don't need to be so-called washed all over again, because we've been washed in the blood. That means we are a new creation in Christ. So we want to understand this passage correctly. What Jesus is saying to Peter is something that Peter could not understand, because Jesus had not yet suffered and died. He had not shed his blood for the salvation of the world. But once he had shed that, it was applied to his followers who believed in him through faith. They were baptized into his blood. They were washed in the blood. Those of you who have been washed do not need your feet washed. You've been bathed in the blood. For us, it helps us to understand we are a new creation. We are in a different position before God because of being washed, being bathed, in fact. Therefore, yes, Lord, I need my feet washed. But no, I don't need to be bathed again. And then the key thing in this whole passage is you are supposed to wash one another's feet. What does that mean? That means that we are supposed to forgive one another's sins. We're not to hold things against one another. We should be constantly washing each other's feet, recognizing that I too am still a sinner, though I have been baptized, washed in the blood, and am a new creation.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.